would a guinea pig go for?
You wouldn't.
I didn't have any idea. Couldn't be that expensive.
You wouldn't
right?
think.
Yeah. It's Mondays with the Mayor, with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Good morning, sir. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Good morning.
All right, I'm going to put you right on the spot, okay? What do you think of the surge, the wind surge, our new name for our baseball team?
I think it's something that will grow on us. The reality is it's probably not the top choice of names I would have picked, but they didn't let me have that opportunity. So it'll work. You know, I think it's the logo is a good-looking logo. At the end of the day, it's a name, folks. If that's the most we have to worry about in this community, then we're doing quite well.
You know, and I bought a Surge baseball cap for my grandson. It's his 20th birthday today. And I got a Surge cap for myself. I went to their store, and they've got a lot of great merchandise. I'm beginning to be a Surger, I guess. I'm kind of getting into this thing.
You know, they set a minor league record for one day of sales. Of merchandise, so somebody likes it.
You mean the Surge did?
The Surge did. They set a minor league record on merchandise sales.
Wow.
For the first day of merchandise.
Well, they were busy when I was down there, I'll tell you that right now. You know, I was thinking about it, though. I played a good many years on baseball, basketball, and football teams as a kid. I don't remember even ever thinking about the mascot of my team when I was up to bat. Or when I was out on the football field. Oh, well, I got to win one for the good old Blue Devils. No, the athletes athletes don't think that way.
Yeah, you know, and it'll be fine. It's going to be a fun venue, and I think that people will forget about all of this dust up on what's in a name.
Okay. Hey, listen, you got a city council meeting tomorrow, of course, and. I'm looking at the agenda, and I'm seeing like up to $40 million or more bonds for Spirit. What's going on with the Spirit and the bonds
and stuff? So they're same issue as last week. They're spending more of that money that they had committed to when they said we're going to expand our footprint. And so it could have been combined with last week's issue, or certainly could have been run back-to-back. But we have this little thing called you have to – print notice in the paper about these, and someone at Spirit didn't get the notice in there in time. So it's just a continuation of the investment that they've been making.
They're expanding facilities, which means they've already met that goal of 1,000 jobs you told us last week.
Right,
and so what's the total amount of IRBs there we're looking at for them? 230, something like that, 230 million?
Well, from the pool of IRBs back in 2016, yeah, it was considerable. And so I think tomorrow's issuance is another $40 million or something like that.
Well, you've got the number one employer in the city, and they've got jobs out there for people, and the IRBs actually don't take any money out of the taxpayer's pocket that I'm aware of. So, like, what could be better, huh?
No, I mean, and you look at the return on investment, it's astronomical, and so it really is good for Wichita to have Spirit expand their footprint. We'd rather they expand their footprint here than take jobs to Georgia or Alabama or someplace else in the country.
Absolutely. There's also, as I understand it, they're going to look at an ordinance or a rewrite of an ordinance or something governing the procedure at city council meetings. What's that all about?
So there was obviously some concern over how things are placed on consent agenda. And so this kind of gives staff direction on what can be placed on consent and just basically codifies, you know, some concerns about the agenda itself. It's simple as that. Any council member can pull things off of consent, but this gives the council an opportunity to see the consent a little bit beforehand and guide the staff and let them know, no, that shouldn't be on consent.
Okay. Anything else exciting going on here in the city we need to know about this week?
It's generally one of the slower, boring times as we wrap up the end of the year. We don't have any budgetary items that we're concentrating on. So it's just kind of wrapping up end of the year stuff.
So you, the holidays are almost here, and I know that City Manager Layton is already probably basting a turkey up there in his gigantic office.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.